To Run with Velvet Scissors, the Paracollege Memorial Ode, a lament in blank verse. Each spring, the campus lilacs come to bloom and bring their joyous fragrance to the air. Their fragile, pungent blossoms have their day and then are gone until another year. Each fall, the geese fly south to seek the warmth, and in the spring we cheer their northbound flight. The snows come soft, then harden into crust, and under gentle breezes thaw and flow. The teachers whom we love, who show the way to truth and justice, to a larger world, they give their lives to this beloved hill year after year as students come and go. And how the students come! With eager minds, with hunger to be free to shape a life, to carve a destiny that fits the soul and lets imagination dance and fly. Today, beneath these weeping maple trees, we celebrate and mourn what nurtured us, the Paracollege program that we love. The Paracollege welcomed curious minds and student pioneers who dared to shun the comforts of the way it's always been in favor of uncharted, risky paths. It urged us all to think outside the box, to draw outside the lines, to fly new flags, to run with velvet scissors, sing off key. It didn't always work, but mostly did, and we are here to celebrate its life. But now this college is a lesser place. This week we grieve the Paracollege loss and mourn its founder's death, a giant of the faculty, the visionary soul who led the Paracollege at its birth and by his very stature earned our trust. Farewell, dear Bill, and thanks for what you gave. Adieu, dear Paracollege, rest thee well. Each year the campus lilacs come and go. These hillside maples leaf and then turn gold. The geese fly south and then return. The snows come softly, blanketing our hill. But one community of learners will no longer share their visions as before. Whene'er you pass these pillars on the hill, renew your faith that sometimes wisdom wins, and sometimes learning happens as it should. Where goes the Paracollege? It goes with us and lives.